quick podcast right now because I have a training session pretty soon. I have not done one in the past 2 days, I think. So shame on me. But did the numbers today, got a report, and week over week, we've increased. We track it weekly. Like, thank God for the Christine who tracks the weekly active clients. So we get to see the percentage increase or decrease and calculate the churn, which is huge in this industry because there are so many reasons why people cancel, whether it's because of another sport, AAU, they cancel because of family challenges. It goes on and on. And we had a jump. So, I mean, it was increasing slowly, like 1%, 2%, 3%. But this week, it increased 21%. So that's a huge jump. And honestly, it's like nothing's been, I guess people, you hear this in interviews and it's like, well, there wasn't one main factor. Like, it's obviously a combination of things that have happened that have helped out. And that combination for the 21% increase was Facebook ads for sure. Also skills clinics and having that as a client attraction tool, and really just prospecting. And all three of those things may not be equal in terms of their results, but they all play a part. So I know we all want to grow. It's around that time of the year, springtime and summertime, I'm sure is going to get crazy. So hopefully we're ramping up and getting the back end, the systems ready for that kind of growth, and also digging our well before we're thirsty. So we plan for November, December, and put the things in place while we can, so that when times do get more lean and, you know, we're not doing anything differently, it's just that it's that time of year, we're prepared for it and not in shock by the huge churn, the huge drop off, which for us was, I mean, at least around 30% of a drop off. So we got to do a much better job of that. But just some thoughts, looking at the numbers, looking at the active clients and the huge increase. I say huge, the really appreciated increase of 21%, not off of just one thing, right? It's a compilation of many things. So hopefully that helps out. Keep trying different things. It may take a while to get it set up, but it is worth the time and is worth tracking to see how many people you have week over week. Maybe you do it biweekly. Maybe you do it monthly. I don't know, but week over week is exciting to me to move faster, to analyze certain things. And we need to start doing that for Hoops Institute as well. Speaking of Hoops Institute, if you don't have a website that helps you, that actually is an asset and does things for you versus a liability, then talk to us. The features that we're seeing that are the most popular are the membership feature. If you want an online course or hybrid program, we have that for basketball trainers. If you want to combine all your messages from email, text, Facebook Messenger, Instagram into one, so you don't have to chase all those different platforms, we do that as well. We have a CRM so you can make sure you stay on track with people who are interested in your services so that you don't lack and be slack in follow up. And we also have mass email and mass mail text message capabilities as well. So I think those are the most popular, and payments. You can take payments on the software as well. So a lot of stuff that we can do there. Honestly, is worth looking at the website to see what it offers versus your website right now and check it out. So we just brought on a big time influencer who is going to use it and promote it. And I do believe it is going to help bring on a lot of trainers, and more importantly, help a lot of trainers. So thank you all for listening to this. Keep tracking those numbers for active clients so you can see next year, 2 years from now, what day you see a big increase in your active clients, and you can prepare for those things and be really, really strategic around that. Hopefully this helped. I'll catch you guys later. It's Finance Friday.
Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.